Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. We're okay. Everything is fine. Lulls happen in baseball. Every single team goes through it. Phillies are still 64-38. Still first in the National League East. Braves lost once again yesterday. Everything is okay. This team is still one of the best teams in baseball. Yes, third straight series loss. I know. Did we expect them to win 95% of their series? It feels like it with the fan base and even myself at a certain point this year. And we've just been so spoiled the first half of the season for the Philadelphia Phillies. But the Phillies unfortunately lose to the Minnesota Twins again yesterday, lose 2 of 3 to the Twins, and again, third straight series loss. But we're going to get into today's show, a little recap of yesterday's game, just a minute or two recapping those highlights, getting into the game takeaways, series takeaways, normal stuff. Then we'll get into actually a few of the trade rumors that have gone around the last couple of days. We'll get into that. Injuries and moves. Maybe update you on Andrew Painter. Andrew Painter update. How about that? We'll get to that, and then we'll preview the next series against the Cleveland Guardians, which starts tomorrow night. That's a game I'll actually be at. So I'm really excited to get to the ballpark. It was actually a pretty good matchup against the Guardians, who have been one of the better teams in baseball this season. So recap from yesterday, bottom of the second, Minnesota Twins, Matt Wallner, homers off of Aaron Nola to right center field, 1-0 Twins. Fast forward all the way to the top of the fifth, Trey Turner hits a home run of his own to left center field that the camera did not know where that ball was going. And if you're watching the game, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about, or you can just go to Twitter. It was pretty funny. But Trey Turner hits a monster bomb, 1-1, tied up at that point. Phils did get a lead in this game, top of the sixth. Kyle Schwarber single to center field that would bring around Nick Castellanos and Garrett Stubbs to score, 3-1 Phils. And then top of the seventh, they would get another run on a Nick Castellanos RBI with Brandon Marsh scoring. But bottom of the seventh, this is where the game was the game. Carlos Santana, it was a 4-2 game after Max Kepler would get a run for the Twins on a force out with the bases loaded. But Carlos Santana hits a double to left field on a ball that Brandon Marsh should have caught. It wasn't like a miscommunication between him and Johan Rojas out there in center field. It was nothing like that. It was nothing like that at all. Marsh just missed the ball. It was weird. I don't know if he missed it in the sun or what. And I don't know if he said anything post-game. Didn't check that. But ball that he should have caught. Carlos Santana brings around 2 runs. 4-4 game at that point. And then in the ninth, Gregory Soto comes in to try to get things to extra innings, or at least get it to extra innings. But Max Kepler would hit a ground ball to Bryson Stott, and Trevor Larnach would score from third base as Bryson Stott couldn't make a play. I think he had to dive for the ball anyway, so it wasn't going to happen. But the Twins win on a walk-off, 5-4. So, game takeaways. First things first. I'm going to go right back to what I mentioned there just a second ago. Bullpen wasn't great, okay? Like, Kirkering, Strom, and really those runs were, I guess, technically charged to Kirkering. Doesn't even matter. Brandon Marsh needs to make that play. And I don't like to pin games on one play. I don't usually normally like to do that because I think that it's kind of a convenient thing to do. I think it's maybe was a little more, sometimes in certain situations, I think it could be a little more, there's a bigger picture to things. But it's really hard to look at this game and say, well, the Phillies needed to score 10 runs. Like, look, they still put up 4 runs. And it just felt like Brandon Marsh needed to make that catch. I think we all know that. But Brandon Marsh makes that catch, and who knows how the game turns out after that. But it just in the context of how the game happened, let's look at it. Brandon Marsh makes that catch. Phillies probably win this game, right? Just in the context of the game and how it unraveled. Brandon Marsh makes that catch. You probably win this game. So because that he misses that, 2 runs come around, and Marsh usually makes that catch. Marsh usually does. Eye test, metrics, you would all say that Brandon Marsh has been a really good outfielder this year, whether he's in left or center. So Marsh needs to make that play. He just does. I think they win the game if he makes that play. Second takeaway from this game, Aaron Nola was very good. He goes 6 hits, 1 earned, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts on the day, just under 100 pitches at 98. And he really can't, look, you cannot fault Aaron Nola for this loss. He worked out of that jam in the 6th where it was bases loaded to keep it a 3-1 game. He did his job. He goes 6, especially in an era now where a lot of starters aren't even going, 5 to 6 innings, right? Or at least going past the 6th. And Nola's been a major workhorse in Major League Baseball, since his breakout season in 2018. And Nola did his job. Aaron Nola did his job. And I thought he looked great and stuff looked super nasty, but game wasn't his fault whatsoever. So Nola doing what Aaron Nola does and giving the Phillies a very good chance to win. Also, by the way, having an underrated season. And I know that Christopher Sanchez, Zach Wheeler, and Ranger Suarez have all had really good years, but Aaron Nola's had a nice year for himself, especially bouncing back after a pretty mediocre season last year in 2023. Third takeaway, and thought this was a pretty big this was one of the bigger reasons why they lost this game. And it's not like they only put up 1 or 2 runs. Like the first game, right, they only put up 2 runs on the Twins. Yeah, they lost 7-2 and only put up 2 runs. You had opportunities early. In the first inning and especially the second where you had the bases loaded, you got to come through in those situations. You got to come through. I know that it was only the first 2 innings, but you left 5 men on base. You need to do better. You need to do better, especially setting the tone to try to win this rubber match against Minnesota. And by the way, Minnesota, not a horrible team overall. They've been actually a pretty good team this year where they're trying to, stay in it for the wild card. So Minnesota, pretty decent team, especially, just felt like this was a series that you were going to, we'll get into more of the series that they have next and the series in general that they have upcoming after, the day off today. But 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position, 8 men left on base overall, just got to do a bit of a better job there. 2-for-11 runners in scoring position. That's something that I look back on and I'm like, you lose 5-4 and if you just convert a little better with runners in scoring position, it's just 2-for-11 isn't great. Let's be honest. We can all agree there. 2-for-11 with runners in scoring position isn't great. 8 men left on base overall. Not. You look back at that and you say, well, you could have done a better job there. So missed opportunities early. That's something that I definitely looked at for the Phils and said, well, they could have done this a lot better and could have helped you win, but did not. And something I look back on and said, could have done a lot better. Series takeaways. Number one, yes, another series loss. Another series loss. And the thing that I'm looking at is you lost to Oakland, you lost to Pittsburgh, and you lost to Minnesota. You lost two of three to every single one of those teams. No, it's not the end of the world. But as we're looking at the gauntlet of series that you have upcoming, Cleveland, the Yankees, the Mariners, the Dodgers, and then the Diamondbacks. And Diamondbacks have had kind of a weird year, but they're still the National League, you know, defending National League champions, which we all know very well. And you got five series upcoming here. You hope to at least win two out of these last three series, and you didn't. And you had big-time chances to win all these series. Oakland, I guess you can kind of put in the back pocket and say, well, Oakland was right before the All-Star break, and I get it. It was right before the All-Star break. You're kind of on cruise control a little bit, which is what the Phils were. But still, at the end of the day, Pittsburgh, Minnesota, Oakland, these series, you're hoping to at least win most of these series. So coming out here against Cleveland, the Yankees, Seattle, the Dodgers, Arizona, that's going to be tough, man. Cleveland and the Yankees haven't been as good since their, you know, really hot start to the season. But it's going to be tough, man. It's going to be a very tough series tough stretch here over the next couple of weeks coming up. So, and I know you just swept the Dodgers. I know you did. But still, that's a tough, it's still the Dodgers. Still the Dodgers. Second takeaway from the last three against Minnesota: Ranger Suarez looking better. Some progress in his last outing here against Cleveland. Or excuse me, against Minnesota. I'm ready for the Cleveland series. Sorry. Against Minnesota. 5 1/3, 7 hits, 3 earned, 1 walk, 4 strikeouts, and just under 80 pitches.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Ranger, to me, after watching his last couple of outings, right? His last, 4 to 5 outings, I would say. I think Ranger is regressing a little more to what Ranger Suarez probably is. Not in a bad way. And I think he's been I think he's obviously a better pitcher than his last 3 or 4 outings with a 7.71 ERA. But I think as we see him continue, because he's going to get better, he's going to get back to being a good pitcher, I think we were all feeling a little bit, you know, Ranger has a monster start to the year. He has a super monster start. And we're like, Ranger, this is Ranger Suarez. I mean, this is a breakout. And we all felt that way. I even said, I'm like, man, it's on track to win the Cy Young. But there's a little part in the back of your mind where like, Ranger can't keep this up all year. And, you know, Ranger has hit a rough stretch over the last, you know, 3 to 4 weeks. And I think we're just going to see in the next, you know, couple of months, we're going to see a good Ranger, but Ranger's not going to be the Ranger that he was in the first 3 months. I just think that's what happens. I mean, some guys have hot stretches or have really like incredible years. And I mean, do we really think this is going to be Ranger Suarez? Probably not. Probably not. Let's be honest. This isn't the Ranger that I saw in, I don't think all of us in the first 3 to 4 years of Ranger's career saw this and said, oh yeah, this is going to be the Ranger Suarez. I don't think we all saw 2024 Ranger in the first 4 to 5 years of his career. And I just think that he's going to regress back a little bit to what he might should be. And that's not a bad thing. Which is a really good 3 or 4 starter on this team. So, you know, I think, you know, the rotation was originally supposed to be Wheels, Nola, Ranger, Sanchez. And, I mean, Sanchez has been great. We'll see by the end of the year. But I just think what we've seen from Ranger is where we're going to see in the next couple of months, which is more of him regressing to what he should be. So that's my second takeaway. Third takeaway, Kyle Schwarber continuing to struggle. Kyle Schwarber continues to struggle since he got back from injury. 1 for 12 at the plate in this series. 2 runs batted in, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. I just think with Schwarbs, it's give him some time. He just got back from injury. He did break a bad stretch there with the RBIs there yesterday. Finally got it going and seemed like it was a good thing for the Phils to get those couple RBIs and what hopefully would have been a win, but did not. But just give him some time for Kyle Schwarber. Just give the guy some time. He just got back from injury. So, you know, I know Bryce comes back from injury. It's hitting dingers and hitting his first home run and his first at bat in Minnesota or in in Target Field. It's Bryce doing what Bryce does. So, but for Schwarber, just give him time. Just got back from the injured list, so not necessarily worried about Kyle or anything there. Just got back from injury, so. Those are my takeaways on the series against Minnesota and my game takeaways from game number 3 against the Twins. Trade rumors. We hear them every day, feels like. It feels like there's a rumor almost every other day, especially in Major League Baseball, there's a rumor every single day. You don't know what to believe. I mean, things happen where you hear a rumor, oh, this team's not interested in this player, or this team's blah, 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 and then all of a sudden you get the notification that they do it. So you see it all the time. So rumor number one here, two rumors for you to update you on. The first was, according to Matt Gelb from The Athletic, Phillies beat writer for The Athletic, Phillies are interested in reliever Kyle Finnegan and outfielder Lane Thomas from the Washington Nationals. And the Phillies have several middle tier rotation prospects that could appeal to the Nationals. That according to Matt Gelb. So that's rumor number one there. Kyle Finnegan has had a great year, has been an all-star this year. And Lane Thomas not having as good of a year for the Nats as he did last year. But those are two names to watch for there, and maybe those make a little more sense. But the big one on Tuesday was from John Morosi from MLB Network. Phils are interested in rotation upgrades. Rotation upgrades, as good as our rotation has been, that include Jack Flaherty from the Tigers and Garrett Crochet from the White Sox. And to add some context, from Morosi, brought up a good point. Dave Dombrowski, who was in the front office for the Tigers 10 years ago, their rotation was nasty. Scherzer, Verlander, Anibal Sanchez, and can't think of the last name there. Scherzer, Verlander, Anibal Sanchez. Drew Smyly was at Rick Porcello. He acquired David Price for the Tigers 10 years ago when David Price was in the prime of his career. So, I mean, would it come as a surprise? Maybe not, just because of what he did a decade ago. So there's there's your other trade rumor there. So Phil's interest in Flaherty from the Tigers, who had a really good year, and Crochet from the White Sox, who's been nasty from the White Sox, was an all-star this year. So two things there. Finnegan, Lane Thomas from the Nats, according to Matt Gelb, and Flaherty and Crochet Detroit and the White Sox there from John Morosi. That was on Tuesday. Injuries and moves. Andrew Painter throwing off of a mound. Maybe it's a little convenient looking ahead to the trade deadline. Maybe they are willing to trade Painter. I don't know. Do I want to trade Painter? I've been all over the place as far as who I'm willing to go after and what price. But either way, Andrew Painter progressing, throwing off a mound in Clearwater, Florida earlier this week after undergoing Tommy John surgery in late July of 2023. He's not expected to return to game action until the 2025 season. So that, according to Phillies.com. Thank you always for the info. Next series preview. Again, the Phils had the day off today, but they are going to be back at it tomorrow night, 6:40 Eastern time. By the numbers, the Guardians, 61-40, first in the AL Central, have not been as hot in their last 10. They are 4-6. Offense, they're not doing it with offense this year. Surprisingly, the Guardians, it's their starting pitching they haven't been doing it with. They've been bad. So offense is 13th in runs scored, starting pitching 25th in earned run average, and their bullpen has just been disgusting, led by one of the best closers in baseball, Emmanuel Clase. Some would say probably the best. He probably is the best. First in ERA, so their bullpen is something to watch for this weekend. So if the Phils need to get to their starting pitching, where their starting pitching has not been good, again, 25th in ERA, but they're actually going to face one of their better starting pitchers tomorrow night, Ben Lively, former Phil. Ben Lively has been him and Tanner Bibby. It's either Bibby or Bibby. I forget. But either those two, so you're actually not going to see Tanner in this weekend, but Ben Lively versus Christopher Sanchez. Sanchez coming off a good outing against Pittsburgh, even though they lost that game, but Sanchez coming off the good outing against Pittsburgh. Saturday, 6:05, it's going to be Carlos Carrasco, longtime Indy, or, well, Cleveland, I want to say their former name, but former longtime Cleveland hurler against Tyler Phillips. And so Carrasco and Phillips there on Saturday, and then Sunday, 1:35, it's going to be Xavion Curry against Ranger Suarez. Again, Ranger coming off the outing against Minnesota. So Ranger will close out the series there. So Lively versus Sanchez, Carrasco versus Tyler Phillips, and then Xavion Curry versus Ranger Suarez. Players to watch for me in this series: Stephen Kwan, who is leading the majors in batting average, has really had a really good year for Cleveland. Pretty sure he started the All-Star game in left field. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure it was Judge, Soto, and Kwan. I'm pretty sure that started the All-Star game there. But Stephen Kwan has been one of the better hitters in Major League Baseball. So Kwan is somebody that I'm watching for if I'm anybody in the rotation for the Phils or in that bullpen. Kwan has been a big catalyst for Cleveland's offense, where Cleveland's offense has been kind of middle of the pack. But Stephen Kwan for Cleveland, Kyle Schwarber for the Phils, keeping it simple there. He's been, you know, since he's come back from injury, has not been all that great. So Kyle Schwarber is somebody that I'm watching to get it going for the Phils. So Kwan, Schwarber, those two. Hopefully Schwarber against, you know, not a great rotation in Cleveland. And with Carrasco and Curry, at least, hopefully Schwarbs can get it going to a certain extent. So we want Schwarbs to end the month of July, you know, get it going so he can maybe set himself up for a good, you know, last 2 months of the season. So Kyle Schwarber, my other player to watch for the Fightins. So Kwan and Schwarber. So thank you today for listening to Phillies Today. This has been Francisco Rojas. You can follow me on Twitter at @Rojas_media_. And I will be back on Monday. But as always, stay tuned for the three other guys that do a great job on this channel: Dan Wilson, Justin Morgenstein, and Kyle Forsini. That's going to do it for me. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.